I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills throw baby showers like no one else.
Step one, invite Brandy Glanville. Step two, ask your other friends to leave the table.
On the exclusive Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show, the cast dissected those pages of text messages with Denise that Brandy presented at Teddy's baby shower and explained what it was like to hear Brandy's side of the story directly.
Teddy said seeing the text messages only confirmed, quote, what she already knew. And Kyle explained how, quote, everything made sense after that.
Plus, Dorit shared how supportive Denise had been to her when she was in a very low place in the past and why she felt grateful for her friendship.
Let's take a listen.
Dorit, at Teddy's baby shower, Brandy shows up and you talk to her about what she said about Denise.
Denise has said that none of this is true.
Yeah.
I can back it all up. You've got text to prove this because I'm sorry, I believe Denise.
Well, you know, when someone says something until you get all the facts, you really do sort of believe what you hear. I mean, or you give them the benefit of the doubt. So at this point, we had only heard from Denise's side and, well, what Brandy had said via Teddy, and then obviously what Denise was saying. So when she says that she's not friends with her, I mean, I didn't know anything from Adam. I didn't know any different.
You had mentioned that last year during everything that went on with Lisa Vanderpump and the puppy situation that you felt like Denise was kind of in your corner through a lot of the stuff that happened last year. Did you feel like...
Not so much in my corner, but she was very supportive. She was calling me and checking in, and she was really there for me.
Over time, the truth reveals itself. You're too good of a woman, a strong woman. You have a great family, you have a good husband. F*** all this. At the end of the day...
And you didn't do anything wrong.
And you didn't do anything wrong. At the end of the day, who gives a shit what all these naysayers f***ing say? Don't listen to any of this stuff right now.
I was in a, you know, a very low place, and she was constantly lending herself, and she was supportive. And I felt really grateful for her friendship and her support. I really feel like I need to give the benefit of the doubt. And when I sat in the room in Rome and Denise is looking me in the eye and she's telling me that none of this is true, it's not true, I wouldn't be so stupid to do this, I wouldn't do it, it's like it's so hard for me to say, like, well, how could someone deny it like that? And then on the flip side, how could someone make up this big story? Only really do we find out at the baby shower that they have this, you know, year-long correspondence, or, you know, a lot of correspondence back and forth.
Pass it around, how's that?
Oh my God.
That was the last time she texted me?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at what the text messages say. I'm scrolling through the amount of text messages, and it went pages and pages and pages. When Brandy showed us her phone at Teddy's baby shower, you could clearly see there was a friendship between she and Denise. There was a history of communication there.
To me, it wasn't a huge shock or aha moment. I mean, for me, it just confirmed that they have a friendship, that they have a relationship of some sort, which was always my point. What type of relationship they have is of no concern to me. But they're in communication. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of text messages. So seeing the text messages, I mean, really only just confirmed what, I mean, I'm a know-it-all, what I already knew. And plus, I mean, she openly told us at BravoCon that she was friends with Brandy. So I can't forget things that she'd already said.
At BravoCon, Denise said she thought Brandy was a straight shooter. And something else about, you know, knowing her.
Denise, are you still friendly with Brandy?
I am friendly with her. Yeah, I think she's a lot of fun. I love that she's a straight shooter. She doesn't have much of a filter, but I appreciate that.
But then in Rome, I barely know that woman. But then when we sit with Brandy, she opens her phone and gives it to us and says, you guys. And you can see that they clearly were talking and that they had a friendship. I don't know if you felt the same way, Dorit, if that's what you saw too.
Yes, because I remember at BravoCon, I was sitting next to her, and I remember she had said that, you know, she met her, she was nice. And then, you know, I hadn't read all the messages. It was just, you know, there was too many. But I know that it definitely showed that they had known each other a while and had a lot of correspondence, you know, which was different to what Denise had said in Rome.
Yes.
I've hardly talked to her.
Listen, it's none of our business, none of ours. But like Teddy said, you know, they have a whatever's going on, I don't know, but they're communicating. They had been communicating. So the denial of knowing her at all was just, I mean, the barely knowing her just made no sense. And actually, everything made sense after that.
Yeah. For me, it just kind of pointed out a pattern of, you know, a pattern when it comes to Denise. You know, she comes and goes and disappears depending on where she is in her life. And,
well, I think it's all the same thing that we, you know, we were all feeling that, you know, we were getting this censored version of Denise, this, you know, presenting to you what she wants people to see Denise instead of being genuine and open and being able to have an authentic friendship.
So, Teddy, your baby shower looked like it was a lot of fun.
Kyle, at first you volunteered to throw the shower.
I'll throw you a baby shower.
It's gonna be fun.
You know what? I won't say no.
I was planning to do a shower for Teddy, and then Dorit came to me and said that, you know, do you want to do this joint shower? And I was like, okay, you know, great. Then I found out it was going to be at Buca di Beppo. I was like, okay, we'll go to Buca di Beppo.
Welcome to Teddy's baby shower in the brand new Capri room.
That is gorgeous. Oh, I love the clouds. I love the colors.
The sky.
The photos are the amazing. Ocean.
It's beautiful. It's like the lemon restaurant.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I love the lemons.
I know.
What hand did you have in the actual execution then at the end of the day?
Zero. Zero.
Welcome to your baby shower.
Oh, thank you so much. Yay. Oh my God. Thank you so much.
This is from Kyle and I.
I was happy to give you my jacket. It's fine. So, this is a good
fine.
Idea.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
This is the crummy thing about doing this situation. In the moment of going to the shower, I mean, yes, there were laughable moments. Like, I remember there was like a 20-minute like story about why she chose the name Jaggy and like all of these things. Like, it was hilarious. Like, but I didn't take any of it personal until I started watching back the beginning of this season and realized like some of the things Dorit said about me.
I don't want you to have to do something you don't want to do.
If someone's going to support you and they're saying that they want to support you, clearly it's not a job, it's a pleasure. Why the f*** am I here? I would much rather be home with my kids.
And then I was like, now I'm mad. Now I have like this whole new way I feel about the shower. But
how do you feel about the shower, Teddy? Please share with me. It's just us.
It's just us. I mean, it was nice that you guys did that shower for me. I'm very grateful.
Hey, no, let's really, no.
When I think Teddy, I think mozzarella sticks and meatballs. Let's do this thing.
You should have named your baby Meatball.
This week, your room at Buca gets its grand reveal.
Welcome to Teddy's baby shower in the brand new Capri room.
That is gorgeous. Oh, I love the clouds. I love the colors.
The sky.
The photos are amazing.
The ocean.
It's beautiful. It's like the lemon restaurant.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I love the lemons.
I know.
What made you want to get involved with the restaurant space?
For me, it's...
That she can kill it. That's why.
Have I told you about my new Buca di Beppo venture?
No. You know I love their chicken parm. She's a restaurateur.
Both of you are entrepreneurs and designers. How do you manage a work-life balance?
I'm on easy street when it comes to this. Dorit is the one that has, you know, the chat. Like, Dorit, Kyle, they have, you know, run up. They have, I'm out of the game. Like, you know, everybody in my house is grown up, you know, so go, Dorit, it's on you.
Well, I mean, I always say, and I really do believe this in my heart, you know, I think that women have this ability to extend themselves more than we even realize. You know, when push comes to shove and we've got to get something done, we figure out a way. And, you know, I know that I'm very good at multitasking and time management. And I feel that as long as I always put my family first, then I can find a way to balance family and work life. And that's what I do. You know, nothing will ever come before my children or my husband. They just won't. You know, luckily, I've got a supportive husband who helps me in both business and in the family life. And, you know, my mother, she's able to come and look after the kids if I have to travel for work. So, and I have to be away from them for long periods of time. And she is, I want to say, you know, just as good as me being with them. And they just adore her. So I'm very, very, very lucky. And I think that, you know, with some help and, you know, with the desire, you can kind of figure out a way to balance it all.
At Teddy's baby shower, Rinna gives a toast to Erica.
Right.
The next time we see Erica, she will be on the stage.
Razzle-dazzle.
Roxy Hart.
It's the last time we get to see you guys before I see you in New York.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Cheers to Erica.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you, guys. I look forward to seeing you all in the theater.
I am so excited for Erica to go and do something that I loved so much.
Well, I think I said something like another toast. We had toasted Erica a lot. And we were all so happy for her. It was fine, but it was like, really, Lisa? We're at a baby shower. Can we not toast Teddy? Let's just keep this a baby shower. But she didn't do that.
Wait, did Lisa mention Teddy in her toast at all?
I don't think so. Well, yeah, no, I don't think so. Did she? I don't know. Probably not. I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, this is, you know, I'm so appreciative for Lisa's friendship and her guidance through this entire journey. And it was great. I mean, this is it. This is the last time I'm seeing the ladies. I'm off. I'm on my way. So it was nice. You know, we're obviously there to celebrate Teddy and, you know, baby Dove. But at the same time, it was nice to say goodbye to everybody and, you know, just thank them. I was really grateful for the friendship. We had a great season. We had a great time together. And I, you know, had a lot of work ahead of me. And I knew this. And as much as I'm sad to say goodbye, I'm also really looking forward to what's coming in Manhattan. So I, you know, I was ready to go.
This week, Erica, you say goodbye to Tom before you leave for New York.
Coffee's ready.
You have the stuff?
No, it's already loaded into the van. I know. You know I'm on top of this stuff.
Right.
We're good. You're good?
Are you ready?
We're all good.
You're going to take care of my buddy?
I will.
Don't worry. We're going to see you in 2 weeks.
We're going to see you more than we'll see you now.
It's actually kind of true.
And how is it saying goodbye to Tom?
You know, Tom was my biggest champion for this. So it's hard, but at the same time, he's the reason I'm able to do all these great things anyway. So it was sad. It was bittersweet.
What was it like getting the chance to introduce him to more of the ladies this season?
I wanted you guys to come and have a drink and hang out with T for a minute.
This is lovely. Thank you for having us.
How long have you had this house?
Oh, a long time. 25 years.
Gosh, it's so beautiful.
Do you get it? Right?
Yeah.
You get it, right?
I got it from the moment, yes.
People always go... And I go, no. Just meet the man.
Totally.
It was great, you know. I wanted Tom to be here so that, you know, he could say hello to the new girls. He loves to be the center of attention. So I wanted, you know, I knew I was having the women over. I wanted the girls to meet him, say hello, and then, you know, send him on his way so that we could get down to business.
Down to business. He's so charming, and he's always...
He is charming.
A few times. Very charming, very welcoming. Sweet, kind. PK and I call him a mensch. He's such a mensch. I don't know if you know what that
he
is.
He is a mensch.
He's a mensch.
He is a mensch.
He's just
he
like, you know, mensch. You just, to know Tom is to love him. I mean, he's just you know, you totally get it. And so I think that was really nice that he spent that time with us. Imagine, just him.
Yeah, I want...
You know, seven of us around him, and he's like...
He loves that, yeah. You know?
Erica, your first time sitting down with Garcelle... You guys, like, went right to town.
How's your hubby?
He's good, you know. He is 80.
How's sex?
It's
It's okay. You know, people okay. always ask that. They're sure. always like, you know, what's going on? Is it 20-year-old all day long? No.
No, but do you want that?
Not really.
I'm sure she probably asked a question that a lot of people have been wanting to ask, you know. And so kudos to her for having the balls to ask it.
Well, speaking of burning questions, Tom made a funny comment at the astrology dinner.
Do you want your chart read?
I think I'd like to keep that private.
Oh, okay.
Attorney-client.
Did he ever end up getting his chart read?
No, but I've had his chart read for him, so I know what I'm dealing with. I did that years ago.
So, Sutton, at Teddy's baby shower, you finally got something you always wanted.
Do you want your place card?
Come sit over here.
Thank you, thank you. I'm looking for place cards.
No, we don't have any.
Kyle, this is exactly what I thought was going to happen. Where should I sit? I don't know what to do. I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
Oh, I don't want that.
Sutton, you're going to be happy. There's name tags.
The most important thing about place cards is they tell you where to sit. There is nothing worse when you go with a group of people to a table and it's like that middle school, where are the cool kids gonna sit versus the nerds? And I would probably be on like the nerd side of that.
I did not do assigned seating.
What? Why would you not do that?
I'm disgusting.
This makes me, this gives me anxiety.
So this way you mix up the cool kids and the nerds. It's much better. And as a hostess, you give people the opportunity to talk to somebody they might not necessarily talk to. It becomes less clicky, spread. I love place cards. Well, you know where to go.
Well, you certainly bring the Southern charm to Beverly Hills. Did you go to cotillion school when you were growing up?
Yes. Yeah, so what we did, we called it social. And we went once a week. We had a partner. We had to wear white gloves. And it was like dancing classes. And then every now and then they would put in, like, we learned to eat and do that kind of thing. But it was all about manners. Like, the guy would hold, you know, you would hold onto his arm and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I did that for 3 years. And then I did my debutante season after my freshman year of college. I think for me, there's something about learning those practices that if you're nervous, you can always rely on them. So if you don't know people at a table, you can go back to just what you do, what you're supposed to do. Thank your host. Thank them when you leave. I relied on that a lot in the beginning when I met everybody. And then it came across kind of maybe cold and bitchy.
Erica's dress is a little short. That's where I get a little judgy.
But it was just really my insecurities coming out, but I rely on all of that stuff. And it's great to have social graces that you can rely on because you never know what kind of position you might be put in. It's a way to make sure that you're going to do the right thing every time.
Well, since you're an expert, how do you think the other ladies do with social graces?
I don't know. I think everybody's really polite. You know, Garcelle is really good. She's like pretty on point. I think she might be the most polite of all of us.
And who do you think could brush up on their skills?
Well, I mean, at this point, what I'm thinking is, and I love her, but Denise, just leaving the table all the time. When somebody's gone out of their way to like host a party and have you be there and have food and friends and whatever around you, it takes a lot of work to do stuff like that. And so to leave in a rush, which she's done multiple times, is, I think she could stick around a little bit longer.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, Miss.